Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talked baseball, World Series, Game 1 last night, 8-3, Dodgers over Tampa. Matt Clement, he talks it with us, former big leaguer. Good morning to you, Matt. How's everything?
Good morning. Everything's good. I think that everybody, the majority of the people of the world turned that game on to talk about how Clayton Kershaw was going to struggle again. And I can't imagine the enormous pressure he was under, and to see him come through that way, one of the good guys in baseball, and, you know, quite frankly, maybe the best pitcher of this generation, have that moment last night was pretty cool as a former pitcher to see that happen.
Yeah, well, let's go down that road a little bit. What does Kershaw need to do? Does he need to win another game in this World Series or have another dominant performance for people to kind of switch the legacy of him as a post-game guy or post-game, as a postseason guy? Does he have to go out there and have another one like that?
Well, in my eyes, he doesn't have to, but I think in the world, the social media world is generated around, you know, disliking people and rather talk about somebody struggling or failing. I mean, just watch every time LeBron lost, it turned into how he's terrible and he can't lose this team and everything else. The same's going to go for him. But I mean, some of the stats they flashed during that game last night. I mean, and I saw after the game, the third pitcher in World Series history of three games of over six innings and no eight strikeouts, six innings, over six innings, eight strikeouts, one run. He's now, you know, a couple strikeouts away from being the career strikeout leader in postseason history. And I think unfortunately for him, you know, I heard John Smoltz talk earlier in the week, and unfortunately for him, a couple outings that happened along the way, and they were strange outings too, because they were ones where he was kind of in control and had a lead, like one of the St. Louis ones. He had a seven run inning with a five run lead. Something that never happened in his whole career. I think those overshadow, you know, some good outings that he had. And he's been Verlander has an ERA very similar to his in the postseason. And nobody talks about Verlander as being a bad postseason pitcher. I think the biggest thing he needs to do is win a World Series. Whether he gets bombed next game or not, winning the World Series, I think, is the biggest thing that'll shut everybody up.
Matt, were you shocked or surprised at all with the way Kevin Cash handled Tyler Glasnow in the bottom of the fifth?
I'm not a critical second guess person, and I've been a proponent of, like, I love the Rays just going on their own and doing what they do. I guess the parallel that I have a tough time with is you're pulling out Charlie Morton on 55 pitches in a game where he's absolutely dominant, where he is arguably the best winner-take-all pitcher in postseason history, other than really Bumgarner. When those stats were up there, you pull him at 55 pitches for a taxed bullpen the other night, and I think he got away with it to get to the World Series. But you're going to leave Glasnow out there the whole way for his highest pitch count of the year against a team that, you know, we're talking about a World Series right now where two opposites, the Rays – are the third most strikeouts in baseball. That would be the highest percentage of, like, the highest ranked most strikeouts to win a World Series, I think, ever, I read. And the Dodgers are kind of old school. I mean, they have the home run hitters, but the Dodgers work the count. So that's like the biggest weakness of Glasnow is walking, get behind the count, working the count. So I was absolutely shocked that they left him out there as long as he did, but still not as shocked as them pulling Charlie Morton. I guess my Charlie Morton take is more, okay, this is what they do. This is what they've been doing all year long. So you got to roll with it, and it worked. Where this take last night was, wait, if that's what you do, you did it in a situation where it wasn't as, you know, where it didn't make as much sense. Mm-hmm. Also the fact that, you know, you have 2 days off in this World Series, so that bullpen will be rested. You can use them a little heavily, more heavily than before.
Follow us on Twitter, 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. In your findings in the postseason, did you find that managers manage different? What was the – read the room for me when you went in there. Like, was there a roadmap in terms of if this happens, we're going to do this? Was there managing by feel? What was your clubhouse like?
Well, I think that the biggest difference in the postseason is all of a sudden you have starting pitching in the bullpen. And this postseason's even crazier with the playing every day and all the stuff. From, I mean, who would have thought your eyes was going to end up, you know, was going to close the game the other night for the Dodgers to get to against the Braves? So I think that's the biggest difference. So there's some this unknown in the bullpen. Okay, you know, this guy's going to be up. You know, Blake Snell is going to be up in this game because he's on rest and he's not going to start and whatever the case may be. So that kind of throws everybody off their rhythm in that bullpen a little bit, which sometimes can be bad. Sometimes in Madison Bumgarner's case can be great. And again, you want your best pitcher pitching that time. You just hope that difference in pitching the bullpen is not there. These teams are sticking with what they do and what they do well. So, for me to, you know, I'm not being critical of Kevin Cash. I think it's more of an organizational philosophy that they said they're going to let Glasnow roll. And I did read before the game that, you know, that the Dodgers were the worst at curve left-handed hitters swing and miss against curveballs. Well, they swung and missed 3 times last night, which is the least amount of time somebody swung and missed a Glasnow's curveball left-handed last night. So they're an analytical group. They roll with stats. And that's probably one of the key factors why they left him in that game. So, you know, they're there and other teams aren't, so it's hard to be critical. And, you know, I didn't see them manage much different other than leaving Glasnow in the game.
Former Major League pitcher Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Regardless of whether Tampa wins this World Series or not, Matt, how do you think the baseball world is going to react to a low-budget, low-payroll, high-innovation team like the Rays getting to this point? Are they going to look at it and say, yeah, but it was a weird season? Are they going to look at it and say, yeah, but that's an outlier? And especially if the Dodgers come back to win, are the majority of teams still going to look at it and say, yeah, but you got to spend a few bucks if you want to get to that point?
Well, I mean, I think the Rays are such a great story. It gives all small market, all teams hope that you can be innovative, that you can develop your farm system, that you can, you know, unload players and reload with good scouting. You know, when the time comes, the David Price and Evan Longoria and different people that they let walk, bringing in the people that get back some of those times to make it better. So I think it's a, you know, I would say you might get that as a, hey, this is a fluke, but, you know, the Twins have been in the playoffs the last 2 years, kind of doing it in similar with paying like a Nelson Cruz and a couple guys. And the Royals were able to build through their system and do it and get there. So it's happened enough. And quite frankly, that's what the Astros did at the beginning of their playoff run. Then they've added some pieces, you know, to go for the big push. Everybody thinks of the Astros as getting Gerrit Cole and the Verlanders and all this, and Greinke. Those guys weren't there when they started making the playoffs. This wasn't the same kind of team there. So I think that the other thing the Rays have is they did it before, even though it was a while ago. I think it was 10 or 11 years ago, which is amazing to me. It's that long ago when they played the Phillies, I believe. They did it before with a similar strategy. So it's not a first time. It's not a fluke. I mean, it'll be easy to say it's COVID related. And from the Dodgers' perspective, you know, the Dodgers, like I said, they're not the normal team. They're not just hitting home runs and striking out a ton. They really work the count a lot. And that's different in baseball today. So they're kind of different in a way. Now, they're spending money, obviously, a lot of money. But think of the enormous pressure on the Dodgers right now to win against a team like Tampa that's not supposed to be there. It's kind of the up-and-coming. And now you're sitting in a situation where it's very similar to the Braves of the 90s, where they were the best team every year, but they never won. They only won that one World Series, and they felt like they should have won four or five. And so they have that pressure on their back that they're supposed to win. Anything less is going to be a failure, and they're going to get laughed at in a way. So it just makes for a great World Series for me because you have both ends of the spectrum. The other thing I'll say about the Rays, what they did, and I believe one of the first episodes first times I was on air with you guys, we talked about this, their bullpen. They built it from the bullpen. And that's the new era of baseball. Starters pitch 4, 5, 6 innings. We're going to ride this bullpen of 100-mile-an-hour throwers out there and beat you.
Last thing, I agree with you, too. Last thing for you, Matt. Do you think the Players Association is going to go for Manfred saying that the playoffs are going to be expanded and also starting that runner at second base for extra innings? Because he wants it. He wants both those things. He's just said overnight that he wants a runner at second base and he wants an expansion of the playoffs. What's Tony Clark and those guys have to say about this?
I think the runner at second base will stay with very little confrontation. I think the playoffs, that'll be interesting because I could see some kind of a maybe not go back to the way it was, but maybe not stay expanded to 16, some kind of a hybrid of that of the situation. It's hard because you don't really want to have a bye when the first round's going to be three games. So you've got to have that number where there's a certain amount of people. So I if I had to guess, Manfred wins. I think it's great for baseball, but I think that the players, if there's any pushback on either of those subjects to me, it'll be, you know what, we don't have to go back to what it was before this, but we also don't want to go the whole way up to where we were this year.
Perfect. Matt Clement. Matt, that was great stuff. Great stuff about the Rays. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the hour. About small market teams. Is it good or bad for the Pirates? We get into that. Matt, we thank you so very much. We'll catch up, and maybe we'll have a World Series champion the next time we talk. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Perfect, Matt Clement.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.